WRFP828 Unit 2. So who is smarter than a fifth grader? This is WRFP828 Unit 2. So who is smarter than a fifth grader? I'm currently at Basis in Baton Rouge in fifth grade. Can you beat the clock tonight? The round table starts at 8 p.m. Central Time, and it always remember B there or B square.
I was sure glad somebody keyed up because I thought my radio here in Houston was dead.
It's just 802. Let's let everybody get on in here.
WRJN 394, Ryan, who is not only helping out in the background, but he's also running the Bloomington 65 YouTube channel. WRTL 610 Bell, and also tonight we have WRSV 221 Dave from Baton Rouge. I'd like to give a big thanks to all these people for their help. So, yeah, thanks a lot, guys. This net is open to all licensed GMRS operators who wish to listen, check in, and or participate. The main goal with this particular net is to provide a very simple and fun experience for people of all ages and experience levels. New and young operators are especially encouraged to keep up and to key up their microphones and introduce themselves to some of the more experienced operators who are always eager to welcome you and help you get started. Tonight's topic will be, as I'm sure everybody can guess, are you smarter than a fifth grader? I'm sure almost everybody out there remembers that show from way back when. The next this week will be a little different than usual. I'll be asking trivia questions myself and Shannon, like usual, because
we have a little difficulty with the node. 414, I got your friends out there. Come on back, 414.
On these affiliates. Also, please consider supporting your local repeater owner in any way you can to help, because without them, we wouldn't be able to bring up this content. Now, if there is an emergency or priority traffic of any kind during this net, please feel free to break in with a break, and all operators will be expected to yield to this traffic immediately. Okay, so right now we're going to do some announcements. Let's call out, let's see if Roadkill Nationwide has any announcement. How about that?
The Roadkill Louisiana Statewide.
Hi, Brian. Welcome to the Roadkill Nationwide. I am WSA.
Good evening. Hello. Welcome to this repeater. Access granted. IP address is at 192.168.0.88. This Node says register. Groovy. Server 30.6 degrees Celsius.
Okay, so after that first rotation, if you didn't get it in, I'll call out one more time to give you an opportunity to play. Okay.
Remote already in this mode.
The Roadkill Louisiana statewide.
Connected to WRXB288.
Now, tonight, since this is a game with a prize at stake, we will be keeping score. During the first rotation, you'll get 1 point for each question, each correct question. During the second rotation, you'll get 3 points for each correct answer. Okay? So what that does is that even if you missed the first one, you still have an opportunity during the second rotation to have a chance to win. Okay, now with that said, we'll begin taking call signs in a minute. Now, I would ask, however, that all of y'all please go slow so we can avoid double ups as much as possible. All right? So again, go slow, one at a time, please. And I'll call out in just a second. Okay, so here we go. We're going to get this started. Call signs ending in 0 through 3. Call signs ending in 0 through 3. Come on in now.
This is Jeff Hardy. WRDR. 1, Matt, Tampa, Idaho. WRDR, Chevy Hippo 3, Jacob from Belgrade, Louisiana.
WRDY, 723.
WQRH 320, Redding, Upshur County, Texas. WRKH 273, Scott, San Jose, California.
WRCI 793,
WRH 693.
Okay, let's pause right there, guys. Stand by. We got a few that we're going to... Buddy, stand by. Okay, the first operator that came in, I believe it ended with 1... And I think the name was Matt. Can you come back again with your call sign, please?
WRZ8581, Matt from Tampa, Idaho.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir. Okay, the next one that we have a question about is engine 793. Could you come back and give us your name? And if 79 will be expected.
Yes, sir. WRX 693, Pensacola, Florida. Good evening.
Good evening. And what was your name again?
Name is James.
Thank you, sir. Okay, 793 is James. Okay, the last one that we had was 693, and we didn't get your name.
No, roger that, sir. 693 is James. 693, WRG 693 is James.
Roger that, thank you. Okay, we had a caller that, let's see, the operator last 3 digits was 793. Can we get your name, please?
WRZT 743 John, out of Hay, Wisconsin.
Roger that. Thank you, John. Much appreciated. Okay, we're going to continue here. All call times ending in 0 through 3. Come on in now.
WRYL501, Joel.
This is WRZY-723, currently in Lincoln City.
Somebody come in on the Michigami repeater. Can you try it again? We couldn't make you out. Yeah, we are not getting that at all. Okay, so let's try to have you reconnect a little later. We're going to move on to the next group. It's a note number,
WRTS-73. Hey, Janet. 2506. Okay, so guys, this is Shannon. I need to have the call signs for 4 through 6. You want to go ahead with those?
Yeah, copy that.
I copy that. I got to just clean, copy on you that time. What's your location, were you?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay, we need call time 4 through 6.
Brad, Bakersfield, California. WRXS 495. WRNW 944. Anthony, Kansas City, Missouri.
WROW 895. David.
Okay, and with nothing else said, we're going to move on to the last group, which is 7 through 9. Call signs in 7 through 9. Now, what the, remember is if you didn't get in your group just now, I will be calling out later at the end so that everybody still has a chance to join into this first round. Okay, so all call signs ending in 7 through 9. Come on in now.
WSAA 7 8 Patrick, Arnie, Louisiana. WSAB 797, Al.
Shirley, okay, what is the process of water turning into vapor called?
I would say
okay, that's not correct. It's evaporation. Okay, let's see, we're going to move on to the principal, and we'll catch you on the second round. Okay, this is 775 Larry. You ready for a question?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Roger that. What is the tallest mammal on Earth?
I'm going to guess the giraffe.
Roger that. That is correct, sir. 1 point. Okay, and we'll catch you on the second round. Now, next is 495 Brad. How about you? Are you ready for a question?
I'm ready for a question. No anxiety whatsoever.
Okay, here you go. Who wrote the Harry Potter book series?
J.K. Rowling.
There you go, man. See the pressure? Piece of cake, right? Okay, so that's a good one. All right, so next is 944 Anthony. How about you, Anthony? You ready for a question, sir?
Yes, sir. Here to make a fool of myself.
Okay, who wrote the famous play, Romeo and Juliet? Who wrote that?
That would be William Shakespeare.
You are correct, sir. That's another point. So right now, we've got a whole bunch of people all tied up together, okay? So let's keep going. And remember, after this first round, as I get to the end of this list, I'm going to call out again to anybody else if you can get in here, okay? And they're going to have the last opportunity to get in and play the game. And then after we do them, we'll start in the second rotation, and during that second rotation, each correct answer will be worth 3 points, okay? So, and they're going to be a little bit harder. All right, let's see, where were we? 895 David. Are you ready for a question, sir?
Yes, sir.
I am ready to be humbled. Roger that. Stand by 1 second. What is the process by which plants make their food called?
You don't have to give me a buzzer on that one, I'm not sure.
Okay, roger that. That's photosynthesis. And I know when I say that word, you're going, oh, yeah, that's it. Okay, so I'm sorry, but there's no point in saying. Okay, let's see. The next one we didn't have a name for, but I believe it was 387 was the last digit in your call sign. Can you come in now? Give us your first name, please.
This is Patrick, WFHK 387.
Okay, about that. So I got Patrick, yeah, okay. Let's see. If a backyard is 50 feet long and 20 feet wide, how many square feet is the yard?
I just can't do the math in my head right now. I believe it's 20, but I just can't do the math.
Oh, you're breaking up a bit there, Patrick. Why don't you try again? If the backyard is 50 feet long and 20 feet wide, how many square feet is the yard?
I can't do the math in my head.
Yeah, I can't make out, man. Yeah, 50 feet by 20 feet, that's 1,000 square feet. Okay, sorry, I couldn't hear you. Maybe closer to the receiver, I'm not sure. But in either case, catch on the second round. Okay, next up is 797, I believe it was Al.
Copy. WFHK 797, standing by.
On the periodic table, which element is represented by the letter N?
Nitrogen.
You are correct, sir. That's a point to you too, Buzz. We got a lot of people that are tied up here. Okay. Next is 818 Don. Ready for a question? Yeah, go ahead. What gas do humans need in order to live? That would be oxygen. That would be correct. Okay, here we go. The 618 Edra. There he is. Supposed to be a little here today, but you ready, Edra?
Not really, but yeah.
What is the hardest mineral? Okay, now, I know you got a woman, and, you got to know what women love is this mineral.
Diamond.
You got it, bud. 1 point there. Okay, moving on. 733 Johnny. You ready for a question, Johnny?
I am ready, but I think I went earlier in lieu of 743, John. And I suggested that you might be trying to call Johnny 733. So I guess I think I took someone else's turn. But I am ready. It's my turn again.
Yeah, so it might be time again. sorry, dude. You're at the top up there. Okay, so, but you are 733, is that correct?
Correct. Whiskey Romeo Tango Sierra 733.
Okay,
Okay, roger that. Okay, we'll move on to 609 Steve. How about you, Steve? You there?
WRXD 609, I'm still Steve. Go ahead.
Who invented the light bulb?
Edison.
You are correct, sir. Very good. Well, we're stacking them up here. Let me also say before we finish this first rotation, okay, is that if we do end up with some kind of tie, okay, then we'll go into like a playoff, if you will, and until we end up with a winner on this thing. Okay? Now, we've already been going an hour. Okay, we're gonna try to get through a second round. But if we have to carry this on for another night, remember what I said, these questions, these scores, all of this will be kept and somebody will win this radio. So let's move on to who was next? I think I just did Steve. Yeah. 270 Randy. How much Randy you there?
LWA 270 Randy.
The topic of Canticorn lies in which hemisphere? Let's try you again one more time. The tropic of Canticorn lies in which hemisphere? The northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere?
Alright, that was still easier. The northern hemisphere.
No, that's incorrect, sir. It's the southern hemisphere. I think it's the northern hemisphere is the tropic of Cancer and the southern is the tropic of Capricorn. I believe that's what it is. It's been a long time since I've been in this race. Okay, next, 8161. How about you, Juan? You ready?
Copy that. This is Juan, 816. I am ready, sir.
What are the largest rocks that orbit the sun between Mars and Jupiter called?
Good one. I'm going to take a wild guess. Asteroid?
Correct. That's what asteroid belt is. Very good. Okay. Lastly is 498 John. How much, John?
498.
During World War II, on the day known as D-Day, at which location did Allied troops invade Europe?
I'm hitting the buzzer on this one, too, I don't know.
Okay, roger that. Let's try, let me see if I can rephrase this for you. On D-Day, the Allied troops invaded Europe and landed on the beaches of... Okay, in World War II, D-Day, the Allied troops all invaded Europe on the beaches of Normandy in France. Okay, with that said, we're going to call out for anybody. Stand by one second. Okay, so now we're going to do is I'm going to call out for anybody else who missed the first rotation and who still wants to play. Okay, this is the last chance to come in. Okay, so anybody else, come in one at a time. Okay, call sign and name. Right, so come on in now, anybody else that wants to play.
WRVZ 620 Joe.
WROV446.
Okay, 561. We got 620 show. We need 64. I'm sorry, 561. We didn't get your name. Come on back again, 561. Yeah, we cannot reach you at all. I don't know if you need to get closer or what, but it's just all static. I can't reach you, man. 446 is Edwin. And, okay, anybody else? Come on in. Anybody else who wants to, this last chance to play, come on in.
WRXD297, Dave in West Houston.
Okay, 414, we didn't get your name. Mike's coming in real hot. Let me back off the mic a little bit and give me your name again, please. Roger that, Adam. Okay, thank you. Okay, last call. Anybody else who wants to play, call in now. WRWQ428 519. Could you come back with your name, please, again?
WRWQ 519, Wisconsin. Right.
Okay, roger that. Here we go. Okay, I believe the last one we need to pick up with 420 Joe. Okay, Shannon, you want to take Joe and all the way down to the rest of them? That'll be the end of round one.
Okay, are we ready to play some more? Who's ready for a reporter for the fifth writer? All right, Joe, 620. Joe, 620, are you ready for a question?
Yeah, I'm ready, go ahead.
Okay, name the war that has occurred between the Union and the Confederacy. A, American Revolutionary War. B, the American Civil War. C, Mexican War. D, War of 1812, i.e., World War II.
Can you repeat the question? Please,
Matt. Is that Joe? I'm sorry.
The first part of the question was unreadable. I could not understand it.
Name the war that occurred between the Union and the Confederacy.
That would be the Civil War.
American Civil War. C, Mexican War. D, War of 1812. Or E, World War II.
WRVT 414, the War of 1812. That would be the Civil War.
Edwin, 446. Are you ready for a question?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
How much is the sum of the three angles of a triangle? A, 180 degrees. B, 90 degrees.
Yeah, ma'am. Go ahead. I'm ready for a question. Edwin, 446.
240 degrees. Or E, 720 degrees.
Ask him again, Shannon. Y'all want to stop each other. Go ahead one more time.
All right, Edwin, this is how much is the sum of the three angles of a triangle? A, 180 degrees, B, 90 degrees, C, 360 degrees, D, 240 degrees, or E, 720 degrees?
A.
Well, that doesn't catch that. I'll translate it for you, please.
W-R-Z-446, Edwin, A.
Edwin, you are correct.
Thank you.
All right, Dave, 297, are you ready for a question?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm ready.
All right. The American president, John F. Kennedy, was assassinated in what year? 1898,
B, 1910, C, 1943, D, 1950, E, 1963. That'd be the last one. E is an elephant, I believe. 1963.
There you go. You are correct. You may be smarter than a fifth grader. Patrick, 387. Are you ready for a question?
Roger, you can hear me.
Which is the smallest planet in the solar system? A, Mercury. B, Earth. C, Jupiter. D, Neptune, or E, Uranus.
I'm going to go with
Neptune, maybe. That is incorrect. Patrick, I'm back with 387.
This is 387.
How many minutes are there in 3 hours and 45 minutes? A, 180, B, 160, C, 225, D, 345, C, 245. Do you need to repeat the question?
WRXN 291, 387, Patrick, you out there? Yes,
RXR 416, radio check.
Okay, so no reply from Patrick right now. So we're going to move, go ahead and move on, Shannon, to 414, Adam.
414, stand by.
All right, 414. Which is the capital of Belgium? A, Ottawa, Brussels, C, Paris, D, Berlin, D, those areas.
That would be Brussels.
WRCT 414, Houston. Are you out there ready for a question?
428, standing by.
What kind of cabins were Roman cities built in? A. Grid. B. Skeleton. C. Flame. D. Graded. Or E. Layered.
I believe that was a grid pattern.
Congratulations, you are correct. All right, we have Bob Nicene. I didn't catch your name. Are you ready for a question? Bob Nicene. Hello, callback. Barney, you want to take it away?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Okay, at this break right here, end of the first round, I'd like to have Sharon come in and give a little announcement about the Roadshow Queens. So if you would, Sharon, come on in, please.
Hello, everyone. My call sign is WSA3479, and we have started our own hub for the Queens, 1167. So I would like for all of the females out there, the ladies, are you graduate Muslim parents. It don't matter if you're sister, mother, what have you. We would love to have you to join our little hub. It's all women's only, no boys allowed. It is fairly new, so we're something off our also. And we're not as experienced as the guys on the main page. We're just getting used to it also. It's a safe place for us to, they made it safe for us to go with help and get together. So if you would love to join, please go to the Rose Hill Repeater at sales.network@gmail.com and send an email, link to information for Queens and 1167 Hub, and they will get that information out to you. And you'll be ready to start. We're also planning to try to have our own little trivia night too, you know, for us girls. And FYI, the existing LCC IDs can be used legally by all immediate family members and others. So if you don't have your own call sign, you can be Unit 2 or what have you. And if you have any other questions, please let us know. We'll be happy to answer and help you and what we can. So thank you. And Bernie, you're going to take it away.
Roger that. Thank you very much, Ann. Okay, guys, we're going to continue this game next Friday. Next Friday is normally would be Roadkill Nationwide Net. Okay, but I'm going to take their time so that we can finish this game on the second with a second round. Okay, if we tried to go on right now, we'd all be here until 11 o'clock at night, and I don't think anybody wants to do that. So all of the scores will be kept, and we will continue this game and finish it next Friday, 8 p.m. Central Time. Okay? So that's what we're going to do. Let's see. Now, with that said, I'm going to wrap this one up. And I'd like to thank you for all y'all's participation. This has been Bernie's Friday Roundtable. This map meets next Friday at 8 p.m. Central. Again, this net utilizes link repeaters throughout the United States that are made possible by the GMRS Live system. For information on the network, please visit GMRSLive.com or Roadkill Nationwide at Roadkill.network. Thanks to all the repeater owners who make this possible. Thanks to Shannon. Thanks to the whole team back there for helping out. And we look forward to y'all next Friday so we can get a winner here. Okay, y'all have a good night. This is Bernie, WRXN 291, returning the repeater system to its regular operation. 73 for all, and wishing everyone a great evening. Take care.
Great job, Bernie. It's Kenneth. WQRA 320.
The rest of the story.
Good job, Bernie. Really doing it. Now, I know I am not smarter than a business.
Welcome to the Pacton GM.
Good job, Kenneth. Bernie.
Hey, John, do I see us at 8160?
Sounds good on this. Sounds good. Sounds good on this end. WRJV 667.
Yeah, thank you. You have some kind of audio coming over as you're trying to talk. Not sure what's causing it.
I do. I'm on the phone with somebody else.
Yeah, I kept hearing that somewhere's beep, but oh, now we know what it is.
How close are you to your radio when you're transmitting?
Probably about like 2 inches away from my mouth.
Is it directly in front?
Yeah, it's on a mobile unit.
Hold it off to one side of your mouth 2 inches away, and you'll come through a whole lot better.
Okay, how does it sound?
You're too far away. Hold it the same 2 inches, but you turn it to the side of your face. Okay, try again.
How does it sound now?
Okay, if you hold it off to the side, and tune the microphone, it sounds perfect. What happens is you get right in front of it like this, and it sounds like this. When you move to the side, you can hear the difference. And trust me, it works a whole lot better.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to be sitting out to the side. It's still monitoring the channel.
You are WRJV 667.
WRJV 663, signing out for Virgin Nights.
Good evening, currently. The time is 10 p.m. Friday. Weather conditions, clear. Temperature, 47.70 degrees. Rainfall, 0.01 inches.
WRUC 659, Monterey. WRUC 718, it's a Paul. I'll tell you a good night there. Hi, Mr. Asher, you have a good night yourself. WRUC 659, and here listening.
Roger that, WRUC 618.
Alright, Ezra, you have a good night, yeah? I'm about to call with one myself, WRXN 291.
Roger that, Mr. Byrne. You're trying to do a good job there, man. Appreciate it. WRYW 618, on the side.
Well, Roger, that's much appreciated. We still got another way to go before we can give that radio away. So during the week, I'm going to make sure that everybody that was playing, make sure that they come back Friday, because everybody's still in the mix to win that thing. I think I saw it was like 18 out of 27 all-head points, okay? And the second round is 3 points. So everybody's still in the mix for that. I'm going to have to really promote that to make sure everybody comes back.
Yeah, Roger that, man. Have fun tonight. Have fun. Yeah. What are you doing next week, then?
Roger that. It started out rough with the network, but I think they figured something out tonight, dude. I don't know if you remember hearing Chris come in and say stop accessing the status page. But after that, the network settled down. So what we might do during that night is just disable access to the status page. We're going to do that next Friday as a test. But it seemed like that's what helped. So if that's the case, then you might have it solved.
Yeah, Roger that. I heard him say something about the Supermind. So the Supermind and the status page, is that going to be the same thing?
Yeah, Roger that. So the status page that y'all look at for the 1195-96, okay, well, what you're seeing is the Supermind for the 1195 or for the 1196, just like you see your Supermind for your node. So that's what he meant, yes.
Okay, Chris, we're gonna roger that.
And we're going to see you Sunday up here in Baton Rouge. That ought to be fun, man.
Oh, yeah, Roger that. I didn't put in for Monday off where I don't have to rush back there, careful.
Okay, 10-4, man. That sounds good. All right, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I got to do a final head count. I'll probably do it tomorrow. Get a final head count on how many's going. I need to talk to Abel and see if he's going to go bring his wife. I know Kirby and Shannon are going for sure. That's the case. That's 6. And there's a few other people in there, too. So we'll see. I think, who else? Mike and McCone. Not quite sure. Got the guy. So, but there ought to be quite a few of us. Ought to be good.
Roger that. Oh, yeah. All right, then. We'll put it, minutes, and then I'm gonna go on and shut it all there. And we'll touch back bases tomorrow then. The ROI does it 618.
Roger that. Sounds good, my friend. You have a good night, man. I think I'll probably sleep pretty good tonight. Alright, take care. WISN 291. I'll be on the side for a little while.
WRZQ863, yeah, I'm actually not going to be able to make it tomorrow. I know you were texting me, but if you have a confirmation, I won't be able to go.
Okay, Roger that, man. Thanks for letting me know. Yeah, he just needed a roundabout head count so he knows how much to cook and then how much more to cook. Ezra like this, he said he's got no place, Ezra. So you know what that means.
Yeah, I know. How do I sound now, by the way?
you sound about the same to me. I mean, it's not as squelchy as what I heard before. But it does. I know what that radio should sound like, and it doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, I'll get with Luke or Barrow soon, and I'll probably send over that code book so they can take a look at it. But yeah, I'll try and get that thing fixed as soon as possible, because I'd like to think about it kind of supposed to, especially with the money I spend on it.
Okay, well, that's your best bet, is to send it to either one of them so they can look at your code log, because something's not set right.
Yeah, I'll probably contact them tomorrow. I'm definitely going to be out and about, so I don't know exactly when I'll be able to get it sent in to them. But I'll be able to get their contact information, so as soon as I'm able to, I'll be able to get it sent over.
Okay, roger that, man. All right, have a good night. WRXM 291.
You too. WRQ 863
is going to be on the side. 1-7-6-1-8-2-9-1. Yeah, man, back to that gumbo thing. Yeah, man, I can eat some gumbo. My old man nickname was Gumbo. Yeah, folks?
Oh, roger that, man. Yeah, I could eat some gumbo too, man. And, I mean, of course, you got to have potato salad, French bread, and butter, too, man. You got to have that. That just is automatic, right? So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it myself. And he said he's making a bunch.
All right, roger that. All right, there, Mr. Barney. I got to hop in the side for, like I said, about 10, 15 more minutes, and I'll roll over and turn
the
little button
off. Okay, Mr. Ezra, have a good one, man. Take care. 291 quick.
Good night, sir. Good one.
Good evening. Currently, the time is 11 p.m. Friday. Weather conditions clear. Temperature 45.50 degrees. Rainfall 0.01 inches.
This
is WROJ973. With you, Romeo Oscar Juliet 973. Is anyone hanging out with you? This is Whiskey Romeo Oscar Juliet 973. Pilot Air Transmitter for New Orleans. Is anyone there? WRJ973, Whiskey Romeo Oscar Juliet 973. Is anyone there? WRJ973, anyone out there? WRXH256973, I hear you. 256, how are you doing this evening?
Doing all right. I'm at work right now monitoring a
computer. Sir, I lost you at monitoring. You said you're at work. I hope your work is done well tonight.
Yes, sir. So far it is. Hopefully it continues. I'll just monitoring some systems out here and heading to the alarm.
Well, do you have to drive around a lot to do that, sir?
Yeah, I do between 250 to 300 miles a night, usually.
Oh, goodness. That's a lot of miles, sir. Do you have to drive in a company vehicle or your personal?
No, sir. It's a company vehicle. So it's basically like an office on wheels where you have internet and computer and everything, so you might around get a little feedback and stuff occasionally.
Can you please come again? I only heard you have a computer on in your car or vehicle rather, and something about losing, I don't know, I lost it at that point, sir.
Yeah, but sometimes I get a little bit of interference over here with my truck and computer and that. I don't know if you're hearing me right now, but I'm working off a node, but sometimes it glitches in and out with service. I'm out in West Texas.
Yes, sir, I hear you. Well, I hear you fairly clear. It does sound like you're cooking bacon, electrically speaking. However, I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes, sir. Hey, it's pretty good distance right there from where I live. I live closer towards Houston.
Oh, I've got family in Houston. I probably need to be going to visit soon. So, hopefully I'll hear you on the radio over there, then.
If it's anything on the Texas network or the road still, I'm usually on here every day, so. I'll probably hear you on this.
Well, everybody on the Roadshow Network has always been super friendly to me. Every time I log on, like Chris, who runs the local repeater here, he's always been super awesome to me, and I just always enjoy talking to people here. And thank you.
Yes, sir. I've been on it for, I guess, since May. And everybody that I've talked to on here was always super helpful and genuinely nice. So, man, it's been all good on my end also.
Heck yeah, that's what it's all about, sir. It's about, like, us learning more about radio and being, getting other people in the hobby, That's just a lot of fun. This is WRJ973. I'm going to hang out inside here. I need to go and take care of my wife for a minute. Pleasure talking to you, sir. What is your call sign again?
It's WRX8256. If you're on the status page, you'll see me on there. It's Matt in Columbus, Texas.
Well, this is Tyler in New Orleans, Louisiana, and it's a pleasure to hang out with you, Matt, and I hope to talk to you again sometime.
Pleasure talking to you as well. I'll be on the side. This is W. Have a good one, man.
Yes, sir, you as well.
That's good. 861 Mobile Racing.
Y614, large car 1. Let's go.
Mode home 207 AM. Mode night 2:51 AM.
Careful out there, that weather, careful.
Yes,
323. This is Thomas. Hang out.
WRVT 221. This is David Velasquez. Thomas, I think you said. How's it going out there?
Campbell, this is
WRVS-KCP Thomas.
Yeah, it's going pretty good. I'm on a little lunch break from my place of employment, practicing on my CW.
Guys got out here to